Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Well, I've been married to my wife, Katarzyna, for nearly 12 years now, and she and I have lived in Poland the entire time. Over all of these years, we've only vacationed back in the USA a few times before, and it's only been for a week or two at a time, mostly visiting family. However, this last summer we decided to spend over 5 weeks in the States, where we took a Griswold-style vacation to see lots of family and friends covering 7 states and over 5,000 kilometers of interstate highway. It was on this road trip that I was really blown away by all the little differences my wife noticed about everyday life in the States. The contrasts that she pointed out are so normal to me as an American, and frankly, I never really gave that much thought to all these differences before. So I made some mental notes of many of my wife's comments, and I would love to share some of them with you today. I hope you'll find them fascinating. And if you're wondering, where is Kasia? Why isn't she here? She's a little on the shy side. She thinks I'm crazy for being this public person on the internet, on YouTube. She's just not comfortable being in the center of attention. I begged her to be on it, but she just said, nope, sorry. Let's dive in. Here they are, 10 of the biggest differences that my wife noticed. Number one, the American South in states like Alabama and Texas is hot. I mean, it's incredibly hot. The black asphalt parking lots really radiate that heat and give you the impression that you're being cooked alive. And in Houston, the humidity truly does feel like a hot, wet blanket is draped over you. However, it wasn't the heat, but the air conditioning everywhere that gave my wife fits. For her, the AC is set far too low in temperature, and I had to buy her a loose hoodie to wear practically everywhere we went. She just couldn't get adjusted to it, and it was constantly, she felt constantly frozen. Here in Poland, in our language school, we use a portable AC unit, and we really only need it a few weeks out of the year. AC is just not that prevalent here. Number two, driving across country means lots of bathroom stops, especially with 3 kids. When you use public toilets in Poland, most often the door will close seamlessly, leaving you with complete privacy. But for some reason, and I really, again, never gave it much thought, American toilet stalls have such wide gaps that people coming in can easily peek in and see you doing your business inside. This really made my wife uncomfortable, and she asked me. I didn't really have a logical explanation for why it's like this. Maybe some of my viewers out there have an idea. Why do we have such big gaps in our toilet stalls? Number three, along our trip, we stayed in multiple hotels as well as with family in their homes, and my wife was blown away with how high up most beds were. She's about 5 feet 5 inches tall, and it was a challenge for her at first to kind of figure out the best way to hop up on the bed. She would often ask me to push the bed all the way to the wall to ensure she wouldn't fall out of it at night and bump her head. She even put extra pillows along the other side of the bed to create a kind of buffer barrier to stop her from rolling over and falling. Something I would never think of. Number four, it wasn't until we hit the road that my wife truly realized how many fast food chains we have everywhere in America. Every single highway exit seemed to have Arby's, Sonic, McDonald's, Wendy's, Subway, Burger King, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, Panera Bread, Starbucks, Chipotle, Hardee's, the list goes on. In terms of American fast food in Częstochowa, we have really only McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and there's one Subway in a gas station not far from here. I remember her saying clearly, Russ, all of this food is just so tempting. I don't blame Americans for being a bit overweight. I see why you have a weight problem. Number five, growing up in hot Houston, Texas, I loved my ice, especially ice from Sonic. I'd finish my drink and I would crunch up that ice for that added cool sensation. Poles just don't do the ice the way we do. Order a Coke from a Polish McDonald's and you're lucky to get 5 cubes of ice. My wife just can't understand why we pay good money for beverages where you literally have a 75% ice to 25% drink ratio. She felt like she was getting cheated and the drink was far too cold for her. And while we're on the subject of drinks, she found it hard to believe that most restaurants provided free tap water with lemons that people would just drink willingly. She didn't like the taste of our tap water. That was a problem. Number six, our first stop along our road trip was a visit to my sister's family who live outside of Austin, Texas. My sister, brother-in-law, and their 3 sons all live on a Texas ranch, a real ranch. Within only a few days of staying there, my wife got to meet a black widow spider, your everyday friendly scorpion, Texas-sized mosquitoes, and she got eaten alive by some good old-fashioned chiggers. Here in Poland, the biggest problem we have bug-wise, this is it, ticks. I'm serious. Number 7, living in Poland, the customer service is what it is, right? You enter a store and your chances of receiving any form of friendly greeting is 50-50, I would say, sometimes 40-60. But anything extra friendly beyond that of just a hello, dzień dobry, would be extraordinary. However, practically everywhere we went in the South along our trip, people in shops and offices were so warm, welcoming, and talkative. My wife was pleasantly surprised by how genuine people were when they were asking how we were doing, and most seemed to sincerely be interested in learning who we were and where we came from, what we're doing here. Although admittedly it was uncomfortable for her at first, I think she did quickly adapt to this and she started carrying on some good conversation. She learned this American style and I was really proud of her. Number 8, driving over 5,000 kilometers was exhausting. So it was really nice to have my wife drive our big red Ford pickup truck so I could get a little bit of rest. In Poland, the left lane of traffic is for passing on the highways, and Poles take this very seriously. Sometimes it's a little bit stressful. Cars are behind you, they're flashing those bright beams, and you gotta get out of the way. But in the US, Kasia could not understand why the left lane is treated the way it is. It's like a secondary right lane. Everybody almost goes the same speed. And I just tried to explain it. The police don't really seem to enforce it. People aren't that aggressive. They don't flash their lights. I mean, in all of these kilometers of driving, we didn't see one instance where someone was aggressive about that left lane. It really is treated like two lanes of traffic and you go the speed you want to. Different country, different reality. Number 9, as I mentioned, we spent several days in Houston because I've been missing my childhood city, I think. My wife was really amazed at how Houston never seemed to end. The city is so vast and spread out. It's hard to compare Houston to our biggest city here, Warsaw even. Oh, and it didn't matter what city we visited, my wife fell in love with the American city skylines. Houston's was her favorite, but she also liked city skylines of New Orleans, Atlanta, Tampa, Miami, and she even appreciated Birmingham and Huntsville, Alabama, believe it or not. Each, in her opinion, was unique and charming in its own way, and I have to confess, as an American, I've kind of taken my city skylines for granted. We do have some nice skylines in the US. Number 10, our final one today, I took my entire family on a kind of nostalgia trip throughout my hometown of Houston, where we visited my suburban neighborhood in Lakewood Forest. Anybody know Lakewood Forest out there? I bored my kids to death with countless stories of how and where I grew up, showing them everything that was dear to me, like my original childhood home, my schools, the church where I got saved, or the places where I worked. They just couldn't share my passion at their young age, but my wife appreciated my stories and she even fell in love with how beautiful and well taken care of the homes were in the area. Each home had a different architectural style and, you know, very unique, and she really admired the fact that people didn't have to fence in their front yards. To her, American suburbia was so clean, green, and open. It reminded her so much of what she has seen in various movies over the years growing up here. In conclusion, I think I can easily state that one of the best aspects of the trip for me was observing what my wife and kids had to say about America, and it was so much fun to show my three boys, who have really only known Poland to this point, their America. I mean, they are citizens of both countries after all. All of us in my family, we have a newfound love for America, and we are planning another trip West Coast sometime in the future. I hope that happens. Thank you so much for watching today, and if anybody's out there, and I know I have some international relationships, you know, if your boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife, partner, if you've shown them your countries, what differences have they noticed about America, or vice versa? I'm curious. Put that in the comments section so we can all read your fascinating stories. What did I leave out? What are some differences that maybe you noticed about the United States? All right. Thank you so much for watching. See you in the next one.